Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time in your presence. And we ask that you visit everyone today by your power in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give us speed and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The topic today is how to overcome delays and stagnation. This will be like the end of the series of patience, delays, stagnation, and how to overcome them.
So the question is, are you stagnant or experiencing delays?
How do you know? Number one, you want to check, is the law of continuous movement and progress being answered in my life? Do I see the hand of God in everything I do? Yes, maybe the progress may not be so big, so to say, but it will be continuous and progressive. Number two, check your mates. Yes, the Bible says those comparing themselves with other people are not wise. But God did not say we shouldn't use others to check whether we are moving fast or not. So you want to check if all your mates have achieved a particular feat. You want to ask God, the Father, is this where I should be? You want to pray. You want to take steps to move to where you should be. For example, we know that in life, there's a step that everyone should take at a particular age in life. For example, a child that is born needs to be walking at a particular age. If that age is getting past and getting long, then it's time to be bothered. Or for example, pregnancy is supposed to be 9 months. It's now 10 months, 11 months, 12 months. Then you want to check what is happening. It's time to take things serious. Praise the Lord. Then the third one is, if you don't have satisfactory progress, Bishop Oyedepo defines success as satisfactory progress. If the progress you have is not satisfactory enough, maybe you are getting delays in some areas of life, you want to check, am I stagnant? Am I being delayed? If your progress is not satisfactory, then you need to check. Then loss of godly patience. If you feel uneasiness about your present state and feel you are delayed or stagnated, it's probably true because God has his spirit in you. So if somehow you are feeling you are not moving as fast as you should, it may be time to check the things we are going to look at now. So what are the causes and cures of delay and stagnation? There are so many of them. Tonight we'll be looking at about 12 points. So we need to move fast. About 12 points. And number one is assumptions. Assumption is one of the causes of delay and stagnation. What is assumption? Not taking time to learn or find out what it takes to succeed. Success does not come by assumptions. It is worked out. It will shock you that perhaps 90 to 95% of couples assume that marriage will just work out somehow. That is why a lot of people have issues with marriage in this age we are in. People just assume it will work out. People just assume if I love him and he loves me, then it will work out. And the love they are even talking about is feelings. I have feelings for him, I have feelings for her. So it will work out. The same thing in business. Somebody wakes up one day, opens a boutique where nobody needs it, assumes it will sell. Things is working by faith when it's just assuming. So assumption is one of the things that keep people down. Don't assume anything. Intentions of people, don't assume it. Don't assume you know what their intentions are or what opportunities are around you. Don't assume it. Find out. What you see, don't assume what you see is actually what you see. It may just be beyond that. For example, if you are on the sea and you see the tip of an iceberg, you may just have seen 10% of what is remaining, another 90% underneath. So don't assume, find out. So watch out for the episode of marriage and relationship. We'll be talking more about assumption in marriage. Number two, lack of preparation. Proverbs 4:24-27 says, prepare your work outside, make a fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. It's talking about preparation, getting ready. Without preparation, failure is almost inevitable. Defeat is almost always inevitable for someone who goes to battle without preparation. And most people have no plan or program for their lives and destiny, yet expect success. That's what I call wishful thinking. Even effective prayer needs adequate plan and preparation. Find knowledge and apply it. Don't just go to pray. Even as simple as prayer may look, don't just pray. Prayer needs preparation. If you really, really want to maximize prayer, it needs preparation. You need to check the scriptures that are relevant to point out to you what you want to pray about. So if we need to plan prayer and prepare for prayer, then what else doesn't need preparation in our lives? So we must be prepared in every situation. If you really want to walk in super success, then walk by preparation. Number three, laziness. Proverbs 12:27 says, the slothful man does not roast what he took in hunting. Look at this man. He went to the farm, risked his life, took all the tools he had, the gun or whatever he had, went to the farm, killed an antelope, brought it home, and he said, I'm tired. I can't roast this thing anymore. And he went to sleep. And what he went to kill got rotten and destroyed. That is how the Bible likened laziness. Laziness is intentionally investing or in putting below your capacity. Laziness is not the inability to do what others can do, but failure to do what you can do. I remember when I was growing up and we were asked to go to the farm, and when I get to the farm, I find out that I couldn't walk like others were walking. So I knew it wasn't just my thing. Some people thought I was lazy, but I wasn't lazy. You know, after walking for a few minutes, I'll be super tired and I wouldn't be able to do much, while my mates will have gone so far. But the same me, when it comes to creativity, fine arts, I could stay there all night, walking throughout the night. Even till now, I walk overnight, you know, probably 16 to 20 hours without getting tired. So you can't say because I can't walk in another area, I'm lazy. No. But if in this area of creativity, I can't walk, then I'm lazy. So that's what laziness is about. What you have been created to do, what you have the capacity to do. If you are not doing it, then it is nothing but laziness. Laziness is a cause of delay and stagnation. So what do you do? Avoid laziness. Put in hard work. Number four, sin. Sin sinks. Hebrews 12:1 tells us about the sin that so easily delays us or stagnates us. Say the sin that easily besets us. They are weights pulling us down, not allowing people to move the way they want to move. The Bible describes sin as weight that easily besets. It does not only delay, it stagnates. It sets back. Unfortunately, it has more than earthly consequences. Its punishments are also eternal. So it doesn't only delay or stagnate. It makes people suffer eternal consequences. It separates you from God. And if God is separated from you, why won't you be delayed and stagnated? So as Christians, you want to walk away from sin intentionally with all the strength you have. Prayerfully, you want to separate from sin. So if you want to overcome delay and stagnation, then walk away from sin. Number five, pride. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So pride makes you reject God-ordained but unappealing options. If God says this is the option you should follow, and this happens so much in marriage, God shows you somebody that will be your wife, and you say, oh, because it doesn't have this, because it's not like this, then I don't want to choose this option. So pride goes before a fall. In business, God tells you to start doing a particular kind of business. But if you know, my mates are in this, you know, clean business, so to say, blue collar job, white collar job, so I can do this one. And God says, that's where you prosper. If you go through this, you become richer than all of them and employ all of them. But you say, no, I can't go there. Pride is one of the major causes of delays and stagnation. What will pride do? It prevents from asking for help. When you're supposed to ask for help, you won't ask for it because of pride. It makes you feel you know so many things when you actually don't. It's the exaggeration of self and capacity. You just exaggerate. You think you can do what you cannot do. And what happens? It's just like somebody who thinks you can fight an heavyweight champion because you just feel like it. You feel proud because you are older than him in age. You enter the ring with him. All of us know what will happen. And you know you don't fight. You've not developed yourself. You've not grown your muscles or anything, but you just want to fight. No, it doesn't happen that way. Failure is imminent. So if you don't want to fail, walk away from pride. Pride goes before you fall. Pride is like in the last reinforcement that makes a building fall without warning. During construction, they told us about reinforcement. You know, reinforcement is actually elastic, just like a rubber band when you pull it and it draws back. That's how reinforcements are. You may see them as iron bars, but they are also elastic. So when a reinforcement is not elastic, the building just fails without warning. That's what pride does. People just fall from a great height because they are proud. So if you want to avoid delays and stagnation, avoid pride. Number six, hurry and impatience. You may want to listen to episodes 6 and 7 that we dwell so much on hurry and impatience. So impatience is one of the things that lead to delay and stagnation. Isaiah 28:16 tells us that whoever believes will not be hasty. That means if you really believe what God has told you, if you believe what God has said about your life, then you will not be in the haste. You will follow his plans. Impatience leads to avoidable mistakes, which in turn causes delays, stagnation, and retrogression. Not only does it cause delay and stagnation, it also causes moving backwards. That's retrogression. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So if you want to avoid delays and stagnation in life, then you want to avoid hurry and impatience. If you ask the road safety, they will tell you that most road accidents are attributed to hurry, impatience, people over speeding. Such is true with life. If you have no patience, want everything done yesterday, then the person is going to face a lot of delays and stagnation. And not only that, but retrogression. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So listen again to episodes 6 and 7, we are dedicated to patience. Number 7, self-pity. Judges 6:15 tells us about Gideon. An angel appeared to this man and told him he's going to lead Israel. Guess what this man said? He said he's the least person in the world, because that's how I can interpret it. He said he's the least, his family is the least in Israel, his clan is the least of all the clans, his father's house is the least in his clan, and he is also the least in his father's house. So he's the least person in the world. He looked at himself, he self-pitied himself. He was like, God, why is this not happening? That's what a lot of Christians do. They even bring it to the place of prayer. I'm going to say, God, see me, help me. This is what my life has turned to. Instead of praying, they are complaining and looking down on themselves. It is one of the causes of delay and stagnation. Self-pity keeps in the peace. It prevents you from seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. It leads to hopelessness and suicidal thoughts. That's what self-pity does. Most people that commit suicide are people who have self-pity. They just think it's the end of the world. It makes you feel less than yourself. That's what self-pity does. You feel less than yourself. It's magnifying your weaknesses. Self-pity is nothing but you magnifying your weaknesses. Some people are weaker than you are, but they are still making great strides in life. Check the Bible characters. They are full of one weakness or the other, but yet they were used mightily of God. In the world that we are in, there's something I always talk about how all these singers, especially the secular singers, how most of them just blow, so to say, that time we use, they blow. But look at them, they are not really good at singing. It's not as if they have sonorous voices or very good voices, but these guys just have confidence and they take away self-pity from their lives and they are singing. They sing what you cannot even put any sense into and people are listening to it. So how much more you, a child of God, filled with all the power of God? Self-pity should not be permitted in any area of your life. So don't magnify your weaknesses or challenges above board, but put it below the capacity of what God has said and God's power. God's power is beyond anything that you may be facing or any weakness that you may be faced with or any challenge that you may be facing. So don't allow self-pity in any area of your life. Like Gideon, look at the example of Gideon. Gideon, I thought he was the least in the world. Guess what happened? He alone and 300 people fought an army that the whole army of Israel wouldn't have been able to face. But God showed him that it's not your power. Like the Bible says, that it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. So if you allow the spirit of God work through you, then self-pity will not have a place and you will be able to overcome delays and stagnation. Number 8, foolishness. Foolishness is also one of the causes of delays and stagnation. Hebrews 5:15-16 says, we should walk circumspectly, that's carefully, sensitive at everything around you. It says, walk circumspectly. Don't be fools, but be wise. Redeeming the time, maximizing opportunities. That's what that means. Foolishness is walking without wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. The Bible says, I will liken a wise man to a man that built his house on the rock, and the wind came, the challenges of life came, and they came against that house, and the house did not fall. Why? Because that man knew he should build his house on the rock and built it there. But a foolish man, I don't think people are foolish because they don't have wisdom. They are foolish because they refuse to apply the wisdom they have received. So somebody who doesn't have wisdom is foolish. Somebody who has wisdom and refuse to apply it, who has knowledge and refuse to apply it, is also foolish. Foolishness is one of the major things that lead to delays and stagnation. You don't know what to do and you sit down there without finding the knowledge. Or you know what to do and you refuse to take action. It is called foolishness by the word of God. May we not walk in foolishness in Jesus' name. If you read the book of Proverbs, it fully deals with the issue of foolishness. And anyone who wants to be wise can just take advantage of the book of Proverbs. And you see yourself walking in wisdom. Praise God. Number 9, lack of awareness. John 4:35. It says, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your heads. And he said, the fields are white for harvest. He said, look at the fields. Be aware of the opportunities around you because you may just be missing out. Lack of awareness is what I call lack of exposure. If you read the free book, How to Have Good Success, you see this option dealt with there. Exposure is one of the ways to have good success in life. If you are not aware of the things happening around you, if you are not aware of the opportunities, if you are not aware of the great things that God can do around you, then the person can be stagnated. The person can have a lot of delays. If you look around you enough, you will see opportunities, things that people are not looking at, businesses that people are not doing or not doing well. One way or the other, your eyes will be open to see. As a child of God, you have the advantage. Advantage position by God. He said, you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. By being set on a hill, God has put you in a vantage position where you can see opportunities. So don't be unaware of the things happening around you. Don't be staying in the street and not know what is happening in that street. Be aware. Listening to news. I've seen how listening to news made somebody win like 10 million naira when I was serving. A friend of mine then, we were all in the family house, living normally. This guy would just sit at the TV, watch the news and leave. Watch the news. That's how listening, and they said during Jonathan's period that there's this competition where you write proposals, and this guy learned how to write proposal when he was in school. So he wrote that proposal and he was able to win. I was shocked that somebody in the same house we were in got aware of what is happening in the country and maximized it. So if he wasn't aware, there's no way he could have won that competition. So the same way in life, if you are not aware of the opportunities around you, you cannot maximize it. Therefore, spread your tentacles. God told Abraham, he said, come out, look around you, as far as you see is what you get. God hard to bring him out to see the plan he has for him. The same way, you too, maybe you just have to pray a little more to be aware of the opportunities of the plan and purpose of God for your life. God did not create you to live a normal life. He wants you to live beyond birth. There are so many destinies tied around your destiny. So if you are not going to be aware of the things happening around you, there's no way you can maximize it. And if you don't maximize it, all these other people's destiny will just be hanging around you. And guess what? God doesn't waste destinies. We look for other people to put these destinies around. Praise God. And Ephesians 5:15-16 also says, just like we read before, redeeming the time, maximizing opportunities. That's what that means. Number 10, unchallenged attitude is one of the causes of delay and stagnation. 1 Samuel 13:18 tells us about Eli. God went past this man who was the major prophet and went to meet a child, Samuel, and talked to him. As if that was not enough to make Eli sad and return to God, God bypassed him and talked to somebody. But he didn't care about what God was going to do. He said, he's God, let him do whatever he pleases. That's how some people are in the Christian fold. They just don't care. What will be attitude is why a lot of people are stagnated and delayed. This is also called the I don't care attitude. No one can enter into a future he doesn't press into. And I'm referring to divine destiny here. If you don't press, if you don't take actions, if you don't become intentional about your actions towards fulfilling your destiny, there's no way you can get there. So destiny fulfillment requires intentional actions. It requires actions to do more than is required. The Bible told the Israelites, said, you have compassed about this mountain too much. Move, turn northward. He told them where to go. He said, you have stayed here too long. So unchallenged attitude makes people to be stagnated when they don't just care. Say, and God will do it now. When it's God's time, they will do it. Some people are ordained for the throne. They are living like paupers when they're supposed to be princes. Why? Because they don't care. Just say, they push everything to God. God will do it when he thinks he will do it. So it is one of the major things that causes delay and stagnation. And number 11, distractions. Distraction is one of the causes of delay and stagnation. 1 Kings 20:40 tells us about someone. You know, he was given an instruction to watch a particular person. He said, when I was busy here and there, the person I was asked to watch was gone. That's how people are. Many Christians, they are just not concentrating. They don't have focus. They don't have focus on what God has asked them to do. They are just here and there, you know, focusing on this thing today. Things are not relevant about their destiny. It is one of the causes of delay and stagnation. Being busy here and there is actually being busy nowhere. And if you are busy nowhere, there is no way you can achieve results that God has ordained you to achieve. Distraction is just like somebody following a syllabus for failure. It is the syllabus for failure, delays, and stagnation. So in our lives, let's make sure we are not distracted. Proverbs 27:23 tells us that be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. And the Bible also tells us that these same flocks you attend to, these same things that God has asked you to do that you attend to, they will be the one that will provide your meal. They will put food on your table. So if you are distracted, then you are already far away from that plan. Then the big one, number 12, prayerlessness. I'm putting it last because it is the major one. It is the major thing that can make any child of God delayed and stagnated. Most Christians can mention prayer, define it, preach it, but unfortunately, they are guilty of not praying. I'm referring to efficient and effective, fervent, productive prayers. I'm going to go through that again. Efficient and effective, fervent, productive prayers. Not just prayers, but efficient ones. That's what James 5:16b says. If you read that very well and check the meaning of the scripture there, it tells us about prayer being efficient. What does efficient productivity mean? It's not just about your prayer getting answers. It's about your efficient prayer getting answers. What does this mean? If you are supposed to pray 5 minutes to get an answer and it took you 3 days of prayer and fasting, then your prayer is not efficient. Maybe you are not praying the right kind of prayer. Maybe you are not just praying the way you should pray. So God wants your prayer to be answered, not only that, he wants it to be efficient so that you can spend time praying for the things that really matter. So why are prayers delayed? We are going to dedicate one episode as God permits on prayer, and we'll talk about different kinds of prayers because there are different kinds of prayers that should be prayed about different situations in life. So why are prayers delayed? Not being an active stakeholder in God's kingdom. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and other things shall be added unto you. If you are not seeking first the kingdom of God and you are now praying for the things that should be added, then your prayers will be delayed. The person will begin to go through stagnation and delays in life. Because if you are focused on the things of God, then you will need to even pray for some things. And those things will come by themselves. You will even need to pray for them. They will come speedily. So not being an active stakeholder in God's kingdom can cause prayer delays. B. Praying too much calmness. You know, when you see some people praying, you wonder whether they really believe in God at all. They pray, they are so calm in prayer, they are not angry. Some prayers require you to pray like a wounded lion, and that is when answers come. I'll mention two examples because of our time. Number one, there was a time when I was in school, I was sick, and it's not this kind of sickness that really kept me down. I was feeling very sick. I couldn't eat. I lost appetite. You know, there's this bread they sell in Sweden, so it's very small bread, and I couldn't finish it when I eat. I lost all my appetite. I was feeling then feverish, all kinds of symptoms. And I was already walking in divine health before then, but I don't know what happened at this particular time. This sickness just persisted. And a friend of mine said, okay, let's go and get drugs. And because I used faith, so to say, and it did not work, so I said, okay, let's go and get the drugs. I got the drugs and I look at the drugs. I said, am I going to take drugs again? I've been walking in divine health. So I said, God, I'm going to lie down now. If I don't get it by the time I wake up, I'll use this drug. So I lie down. By the time I woke up, I was sweating and I was perfectly old. Something that lasted for maybe like a week or several days, but it was just healed immediately. Why? Because I got angry and I said, no, I'm not supposed to take this drug. God, if you don't heal me before I wake up, then I will take the drug. And the sickness disappeared. Number two, I will mention another option. My son was, having high temperature for almost a week, and I just started giving him paracetamol. I normally pray for him. I prayed and I really didn't see answer the way I wanted. I said, okay, take drugs. And after the paracetamol, the temperature will go down and come up again. Then I woke up at night. Before night, I said, don't give him any drug again. I slept. I woke up and I still saw the issue persist. I said, no. I just woke up. I prayed angrily for about 5 minutes. Guess what? Immediately, he started feeling okay. In the morning, the temperature went down, and before the day was over, it was okay. Since then, it's been okay. I can mention several things that took getting angry and praying angrily for it to be done. So this is the kind of prayer. You are not actually praying for God to do it now. You are declaring by the power that God has given you to make the change. So praying with too much calmness can make someone stagnated, as if God does not exist. But if you pray because you believe in God and use his power and pray with the right kind of prayer, then stagnation can be okay. And also being tired. The prayer of Jabez. Jabez was tired and just prayed, and his answer was delivered. Then pray with expectation, with 100% trust in God as the solution. That is what James 5:16 talks about. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Pray with expectation and you see your answers being delivered. Praise the Lord. And just before we wrap this up, these are many Christian scenarios that we can liken to what all these issues we mentioned above can cause. Waiting for marriage but not willing to mingle with the opposite sex. What causes it? Laziness, ignorance, pride, and self-pity. So you can just listen back and see how we can overcome all these things. Another thing is wishing to pass exams without reading and going the extra mile with studies. What is it? Laziness, lack of preparation, ignorance, pride, self-pity, foolishness. See how many things lie in one situation. Then number three, as we wrap up, expecting business exploits without advertisement, studying the competition, providing excellent service. You don't want to provide excellent service, but you expect business to thrive. No, it doesn't work that way. How do we classify this? Laziness, lack of preparation, ignorance, pride, self-pity, and foolishness. So these are the things that can cause stagnation and delay in the life of a child of God. So I pray that as we overcome all these things, we will begin to experience speed and walk with the speed of God. Not with the speed we think we should walk with, but with the speed that God has ordained for us to walk with. Just like Elijah outran the chariot of Ahab, we also will outrun the chariot of life in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Do we have any questions? We've come to the end of the episode today. Do you have any questions?
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you so much, sir. That was powerful.
Praise God.
Thank you for the insight. I wanted to ask that, can one say that these are all the causes of delay and stagnation?
Okay.
Like, looking at all these things, are they all the things that entails delay and stagnation, or one should just focus on this one alone?
Okay, I will believe that there may be other things, and if you check very well, most of these things actually have some other things in them. Like when I mentioned, when I mentioned assumptions, you see that there are other things that assumption will also bring in itself. So
yes,
this cannot be all, but I believe these are a lot of issues that if you overcome, then delay and stagnation will really come to an end in our lives. There are of course other things that we can add to the list, but I believe these are the ones that God wants us to look at today. So if you overcome all these ones, I'm sure success will come at the timing of God, and delay will surely be taken out of the way.
Yeah, I wanted to ask another thing again. In such a situation that, okay, someone has been up and doing, and maybe after a while, this laziness sets in, how can one overcome it?
Okay. How to overcome laziness? Number one, I think what you should do is look at the consequences. And this may also bring you back to the episode on consequences. Ask yourself, what are the consequences that I will face if I don't do what I'm supposed to do at the right time? What are the consequences behind this action? When you look at the consequences and you don't like it, and you know that these consequences are inevitable, then, of course, go for the right course of action. So I think that will motivate you to do the right thing. Yes, because if you look at the definition of laziness, it's not because you don't have the capacity to do these things. It's because you have the capacity, but you probably lack willingness, or for some reason, you just don't want to do it. But when you look at the consequences, then it should propel you to do what you're supposed to do. Hope that answers the question.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that will be the end of the episode for today. Let's appreciate God. Let's thank Him. Father, we thank You for a wonderful time in Your presence again. Thank You for the word You have spoken to us, and we return all the glory to You in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the word You have received, that we also receive empowerment. Your word says, the words I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. Let the spirit of the word enter into us and empower us to do what is required of us to be able to have good success, and also not to be stagnated or delayed in a destiny in Jesus' name. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. See you next week for another wonderful edition, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.